It's time now for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I'm finna top you. This prank right here.
This prank right here. Uh-huh.
You want something ignorant and stupid? Do you want something ignorant and stupid?
Always.
I got one for you. Listen to me. This right here is called Your Wife Gave Me a Disease.
Oh. Huh?
Your wife gave me a disease. I'm just gonna leave it right there. I'm just going to leave it just right there. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Yes, cat dog, sir. If you could.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Dante.
Yeah, this is him. Who this?
Hey, how you doing, man? Just to be certain, you Dante that's married to Tammy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So listen, man, sure you heard about me, you know, maybe heard my name before, because I used to date Tammy way before you guys got married. You know, my name is Marcellus. So I just want to call and say, how you doing?
Okay. Yeah, I know. She mentioned y'all used to be together, before. I've heard about you. What's the phone call for?
I needed to talk to you, man. And I've been holding this back at least 4 years. You know, I haven't said anything and, you know, I can't hold it no more, man. I'm going through so many issues right now. I got to get the grips on this thing that I'm going through. But, you know, I wanted to come to man, talk to you about this situation. I hate to bring it to you like this, but when me and Tammy were together, when we was together, Tammy gave me a disease, man. So, you know, I've been holding this, you know, and I wanted to hit you up. I thought about it 2 years ago.
What do you mean, like, she gave you a disease?
She gave me a disease about 4+ years ago. This is way before y'all got married. From my understanding, y'all been married about 3 years, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. And you're calling me to give me the heads up?
No, man. I'm calling because, dude, these damn, the medical bills and all this is just completely out of control. I can't even... You know, I can't take care of myself no more with this, you know? And I don't feel like I have to because she the one that gave me the damn disease.
Okay, so you're calling because you want me to pay for... You want us to pay for your medical bills.
Dude, put yourself in my position, man. I mean, what's a brother supposed to do? You know, I'm sitting over here with a disease somebody gave me and, you know, they going on with their life.
Bro, yeah, but this is, so you're calling me, telling me my wife gave you a disease. First of all, she would have told me that. Secondly, now you're telling me, like, I might have some shit. You gotta be kidding me. Well, what the did she give you? What disease are you talking about, man?
At this point, you know, I don't even want to discuss it. I just want to get on board. Can we get some kind of understanding with this medical bill that I can't, it's out of control.
Man, I'm not paying. Okay, I'm not going to pay for your medical bills, especially when I don't even know what the f*** you mean. What do you mean she gave you a disease, man? I'm over here freaking the f*** out.
Hey, dude, I understand. You know, bro, I hope you good. I really, you know, but I'm just saying, man, dude, I don't know what to do no more, man. I really don't. You know, like I said.
Well, okay, yo, you need, tell me. All right, you talking in circles. You're telling me something you caught 4 or 5 years ago? Well, what, is it some that's uncurable? What the disease are you talking about, man?
Dude, regardless of what it is, I'm trying to handle the medical bills on it, man. That's what I'm trying to do.
Dude, but what kind of medical bills could you have for some you caught 4 years ago? Like 4 years ago, you should have been able to fix that shit. What is it?
Dude, she gave me the disease, and now I need somebody to pay these damn bills. That's all I'm saying to you, all right? That's all I'm saying, Dante.
What I'm telling you, Marcello, is quit playing and tell me what the f*** disease this is.
It's Marcellus, man. It's Marcellus, okay?
I don't care what your name is. I'm giving
man, you... Man, y'all want to gave me diabetes.
What the f***? Diabetes?
Your wife gave me diabetes, man.
Man, you must be dumb as hell. Can't somebody give you diabetes? What you mean she gave you diabetes?
Man, your wife was cooking all them cakes and pies and you know, all that sugar, you know? And just
man, you cannot... Bro, had me thinking my wife gave you herpes or some man. You just don't know how to work out. You know how to eat. That's on you, man. I ain't paying no bills for that Diabetes? What is wrong with you, man?
Oh, so now this funny.
Yes.
You laughing?
What you mean,
Funny. You laughing at me, Dante?
Yes, I'm laughing at you. Call my phone talking about my wife gave you diabetes, bro. For real? This is stupid, bro.
Hey, can I say something else, though, Dante?
What? What you want to say?
I want to say this, Dante. You just got pranked, baby. This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Tammy, got me to prank phone.
Oh. Damn. Yo, that's...
Oh, snap. I got you, baby. I got you, baby.
Wow. Okay, see, she told me about Marcello, but I never heard his voice, bro. I was on fire. Oh, my God.
You good, man?
Oh, my God. Oh, you had me so scared, dude. Talking about a disease.
Bro, especially a disease that's 4 years lingering. That's like, whoa, what is that?
Oh, my God, man. I was, when she got home, I was about to be so mad, bro.
Hey, man, you got to tell me this, man. Come on, Dante. What is the baddest? And I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the lane.
Man, y'all funny, dude. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Happy New Year, Dante.
Happy New Year.
Are you eating right? You ain't got no diabetes, do you?
Now I'm worried, bro. I know you could catch it like that, bro.
She gave me diabetes. You see what I'm saying? All this stuff she been cooking. You see, you understand where I'm coming from, don't you?
You
get
scared
it?
Me.
Yes.
I need a moment to get over this.
She gave me diabetes. She gave it to me. That's what it is. She done cooked all them yams and all this stuff with all this sugar. She did this to me. Your wife did that. I'm just saying, hey, it is what it is. Your wife gave me a disease. You know, when you sign up and say you want some stupid, do I give it to you?
You need to see a doctor immediately. Yes.
You give it to us every day.
Yeah. Whether we want it or not, it's
whether
there.
Whether you want it or not. I'm going to give it to the tri-state, baby. That is New York. That's New Jersey. That's Connecticut. The nephew is coming to town. Thanksgiving Comedy Fest. That would be Dominique, Finesse Mitchell, Cheryl Underwood, and yours truly, Nephew Tommy. Y'all looking for stupid right after Thanksgiving? I got it. You looking for ignorant? We got it. Straight up crazy, all right? Nephew Tommy coming your way along with a legend, Cheryl Underwood, another legend, Dominique, and then another legend, Finesse Mitchell. My frat brother, we rolling up into Newark, New Jersey. And November the 30th at the New Jersey Pack, we gonna put it down. Tickets are on sale right now. Get it while the getting is good, man. Come get your laugh on right after Black Friday and have a whole lot of fun. All right? Right? Right after Black Friday. It's Black Saturday. All right. I'm gonna be at my black job at the NJ Pack. Come on, get it with me. Laying in the cut is Milwaukee, Wisconsin. All right. That would be MLK weekend. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The nephew is coming to town to the Improv. And never been there and told jokes in Milwaukee. So y'all been hearing about me. They've been talking about me. Come get your stupid on. You hear that prank? I'm way more stupid than that on stage. I promise. I guess.
I want to ask you.
I'm going to
ask you.
All right. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.